Aaron Copland. My God, what is he up to now?
Now everybody's talking about funky Broadway. And everybody's talking about funky Philadelphia.
Hey, we're on funky Broadway. We're on funky Lincoln.
From here to Mississippi?
Funky Lincoln. Me. See, this is what I'm talking about.
We're not in Mississippi.
SEC, baby. Aren't you ready for football?
Ready for football.
Aren't you ready for the Egg Bowl? You know who plays the Egg Bowl?
No.
Ole Miss and Mississippi State. That's funky Mississippi.
Is it gold?
Probably. I mean, they got some big geese down there.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's gold. It might just be, you know, white.
Or the brown one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like half and half?
That'd be neat.
It's called the Ebony and Ivory Egg Bowl.
Hmm.
So it's a funky Tuesday.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Hey, Rocky's funky Tuesday.
It's funky.
Oh, my God. The best part is I want to hear more. I just like Rufus Thomas. I mean, if you're talking about funky. So there do. So all the people who were in New England, in Boston, there was this place. There was this place. You can keep that up because there was this place. You can even put another one on if you want to put a different one on. I'll tell this story with a different song. Tell that song because I got a good story about Boston. It's a fantastic story about Boston. Because there's this little bar, right? Oh, yeah. I don't even remember what the band guy's name was. But the bar was called the Canta. It's called the Cantab. The Cantab.
Like the thing that opens up the can.
Cantab.
Cantab?
That's what the bar was. I don't know what the real thing was called, but if you're in Boston, go to the Cantab.
The Cantab.
Because you go into this bar, and it's about the size of a square. It's about the size of a square. And there's a funk band in there.
Yeah.
And it's like
putting down soul?
It's like old dude and his buddies. But he just does it upright. This is Rufus Thomas, but it ain't him. But if it was him, I'd be there every night. But he'd go, all right, all you hamburger cheeseburgers, this next song. Boom, chicka, boom, 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 boom. Hamburger cheeseburger. Hamburger cheeseburger. I mean, just go, hamburger cheeseburger.
Damn.
And ever since then, whenever, like, ladies and gentlemen, no. It's hamburger cheeseburgers. I'd like to welcome you to the Darren Copeland Experience, Hamburger Cheeseburgers.
All right, all right, all right.
We're here by myself.
What? Wait, what? I'm not here?
I said we're here by myself.
Oh, yes.
And I stand by that.
Join the experience.
Woo!
Climb through that wall.
Big Fuzz is learning not to be funny so he can make you laugh.
That's hilarious.
Oh, God. No, I'm just really telling you, if you ever get a chance to go see Big Fuzz do improv, or go see Big Improv sing at the airport, or see Big Fuzz pretend to be a princess down in some other place.
Or dress up as a cop uniform.
All of it.
Yeah. He's done it all.
And he's good at it.
Real good.
Oh, my God. He's Chris Farley without the dead.
Wait, you're saying he lives in a van down by the river?
I'm not going to say he doesn't live in a van down by the river.
Living off that government cheese?
Couldn't even afford a V.
Oh, man.
Just gum and cheese.
Gum and cheese?
I'm really looking forward to CSU playing Oregon State.
Coming
up here on Mile High Sports Radio this weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking forward to it because here's the other thing that Big Fuzz hates is that, like, I don't hate CSU. I mean, I dislike CSU and I totally look down on CSU.
Strong, yeah.
But I'm not. I mean, I root for them 95% of the time. And I'd like to see them. And they're going to be good this year. I don't think people realize how good CSU is going to be. CSU is a very young team that had to grow up in a hurry last year. And they got exposed by CU, who turned out to be a really, really, really good team.
Yeah. Nick Stevens was actually on the Final Verdict earlier today, and he's really excited about the offense.
They should be excited about the offense.
Yeah.
The question, and this is the question that sort of non-Power 5 conferences had about teams have against Power 5 conference teams. And this is a unique situation because CU and CSU needs to be thought of in strictly as a bubble because CSU brings it every time. Because they have the grudge. It takes a lot for CU to have the grudge against CSU.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, when CU talks about Nebraska as their rival, it takes, CU comes with the grudge. It doesn't take, you know, it takes a lot for Nebraska to have to come with the grudge in that game. You see what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're the one coming with the grudge, you're going to play better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you're the one feeling slighted. You're the one gotten all the extra emotion. These other guys are like, okay, well, we've beaten them 10 times in a row. I don't know why this is going to be any different.
Well, then you're also more upset because they're not coming at the same grudge as
all
you
of
are.
It is. Yeah. All of it is. Yeah, and you're like, oh, they should be taking this game serious.
Grudge.
Yes, all of it.
Just like a
yeah, I played high school with half these guys, and they know that I'm just as good a player, but why are they at the seat? You know what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mound of grudge.
But what happens is that if the thing is if you have a good offense,
uh-huh.
And you're the grudge team. Okay.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Yes. But the thing is you have to match their offensive production. And the thing about CU, and this is why I'm so interested to see the CSU Oregon game, and I think that because I believe that CSU is going to beat Oregon State.
All right. Take down the Beavers?
Yes, because it's the first ever game at this stadium.
Yes.
Oregon is rebuilding, but they're playing away. CSU has an offense.
Oregon State.
Did I say Oregon?
Oregon, yep.
Yeah, they're all the same.
No, they're not.
Green and black or whatever.
One's a duck. The other's a beaver.
That sounds like a
sexual. They live in the same pond.
They do live in the same. Damn beavers. What the duck?
the beavers are orange and black.
Oh, Big Fuzz. I hate that. I said that. But there's just, I mean, it's just everything is set up for that to be a loss. But Oregon State's an improving team, but they're still, you know, they have issues. You know, they were not good last year.
No.
They are an improving team. And so I think that CSU will handle them. But what I don't think that people understand is the amount of firepower that's coming with the CU offense. And that's the thing that I don't think people understand. Like you're talking about, for me, I believe this is an offense that could score 60 on everybody. I mean, if you think about last year's CU team with Seth Olifo, but there's everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they were putting up 40.
Yeah.
When they wanted to. I mean, they would, I mean, not always, but, you know, they struggled against some teams, but they were putting up.
Well, and then the backup came out, Steve Montez, and looked pretty good, too.
One at Oregon, but he's a better quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, he has a better arm. He's more accurate. He's more athletic than Seth Olifo was. He's not the leader, because no one could possibly be the leader that Seth Olifo is.
No. Yeah. That guy had no give up in him.
Yes. So, but So the question for CSU in the second game is how are you going to keep that offense from scoring at will? And if you indeed have a good offense like they believe they have, I mean, Bryce Bobo's a good coach and there's a lot of experience now on that team. Can you score enough to keep up with CSU scoring on you the other way? Because I believe that on average, I think the CU defense is going to be better than the CSU defense. So the question becomes, if you can score on that defense, I mean, you got to score every time. It's a predicament that CSU finds every time when they're playing against Boise State. And that's, you know, how do you keep up with them? And that's where you get, that's where the issue is. Because I'm not sure, I don't know from what I'm hearing from people who hate CU. I mean, that's why I'm giving this a little bit of. Unless he's doing it to be mean to me, which I just don't see.
No.
That would be terrible, man. He's just pumping me up, pumping sunshine, so then I could just be like, oh, and that turns out they're terrible.
Oh, let down. Build you up.
Build you up. Build me up, Buttercup.
To put you down.
Don't break me down.
All the way down.
I don't want to be Buttercup. But I just don't think this offense can be stopped.
Mm-hmm. Just saying.
I mean, I'm watching clips from practice, and it's every practice there's a spectacular play on the offense.
Let's go see you. Or CSU.
95% of the time, I'm going to say go CSU and CU.
Yeah. But it's hard to put when they're playing together.
September 1st, screw them.
You live in Boulder.
Screw them.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back. Step to the right.